Prince George kicks it off this morning. We're coming up on his birthday. We have a new behind-the-scenes look at his first year, including some colicky moments for the future king, although he looks pretty happy right there. Lama Hassan brings us the details from London. Good morning, Lama.
And good morning to you. Well, by George, it's been a great year for the little prince. First, clocking all those air miles on his first official foreign trip to New Zealand and Australia, then learning how to walk, and now landing his very first Vanity Fair cover with a revealing article that describes him as a noisy and ravenous baby. He's arguably the most famous baby in the world, and now, just weeks before his first birthday, royal darling Prince George is gracing the cover of the new issue of Vanity Fair, alongside his royal parents. The article reveals that besides being the heir to the throne, he's pretty much your average toddler, who, for the tough first few months, cried loudly and frequently, and was permanently hungry.
You would expect, back at the palace, servants, maternity nurses, everything on hand. There wasn't even an air conditioning unit.
But don't expect a big to-do for his first birthday like there was on his arrival. Vanity Fair reports the prince is expected to have a small birthday tea gathering with his parents and grandparents.
The one thing that William always wanted to be was ordinary, and it's the one thing that they both want for George.
The article also reveals Will and Kate are trying to provide George with a normal upbringing, taking him to play dates at the homes of friends with kids, and that they didn't initially want to hire a nanny, but eventually gave in.
Not only is Maria a whiz with the Magi Mix and pureeing and nappy changing, she can drive high-speed cars, she's trained in self-defense, and she knows exactly where the paparazzi are hiding.
A nanny who came in handy helping Will and Kate out when they took George on his first official foreign tour to New Zealand and Australia this year. Stealing the limelight everywhere he goes. Most recently, the pint-sized prince was on the polo field wanting a piece of the action. So Katie Nicol, the author of that article, also telling us that according to her sources, the royal couple want to move into their new country home and get settled in first before trying for another baby. So guys, we may be hearing the pitter-patter of little feet sooner rather than later, gang. Royal baby bump watch, here we come.
Here we go. Are you ready, Lara?
Bag is packed.
Hey, Lama, thanks so much.